The Millennium Development Goal to cut poverty in half by 2015 was met 5 years ago. Globally, 700 million fewer people lived in extreme poverty in 2010 than in 1990. But a mixed picture emerges on progress in the other goals in this year's World Health Organization Statistical Health Survey of 194 countries. WHO health officials say incredible progress has been achieved during the past 25 years, bringing down rates of child malnutrition and cutting maternal and child deaths. But they acknowledge they still are far from reaching the targets set by the Millennium Development Goals. WHO Health Statistics and Information Systems Director Thies Boerma says he expects the global targets for increasing safe drinking water and turning around the epidemics of HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis will be met by the end of the year. He says great progress has been made in child survival, though mortality remains high.
It didn't meet its target of 2/3 reduction by 2015, but it was a half reduction since 1990. So that's a spectacular decrease. Now, an area that we always highlight where less progress has been made, which is not entirely true, but is maternal mortality. Well, in fact, maternal mortality, we estimate, has gone down by half as well since 1990. But the target was a 3/4 reduction, so that we're farther off there.
The World Health Organization reports child deaths since 1990 have fallen from about 90 per 1,000 live births to 46 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2013. It says less than 1/3 of all countries are on track to achieve this MDG by the end of the year. As for maternal deaths, WHO says too many women continue to die from complications during pregnancy and childbirth. It finds 1 in 4 women in Africa who wants to prevent or delay childbearing has no access to contraceptives, and only 1 in 2 women give birth with the support of a skilled birth attendant. The report says the West Asian and Pacific region has made the biggest progress in meeting the goals. It says huge progress has been made in the Americas and European region, which stretches to Central Asia. It says Southeast Asia, the Eastern Mediterranean region, and the African region have made the slowest progress. WHO Department of Mortality and Burden of Disease Coordinator Colin Mathers says astonishing progress has been made in global life expectancy.
Well, we're estimating that over the 25 years of the Millennium Development Goal period, there's been a 6-year increase in life expectancy. And that translates to 2.5 years a decade. And that's quite astonishing for the whole world. And it partly reflects the improvements in child mortality, but also the turning around of the HIV epidemic and other causes of death. These all reflected in life expectancy of the poorer countries.
When HIV was at its peak in Africa, Dr. Mathers says, countries were experiencing 10 to 15-year reductions in average life expectancy. He says people globally are living on average 70 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.